In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The story is told of a cathedral, not in this diocese. And one day they were having a staff Eucharist, and the bishop was presiding, and overcome during the middle of it, he laid prostrate on the floor and says, "Lord, I am nothing." The dean of the cathedral, seeing his lead, again lies prostrate on the floor, "Lord, I am nothing." The curate, seeing what's going on, lies prostrate on the floor, "Lord, I am nothing." The sexton in the chapel, tidying up, dusting during the service, hears all this and lays prostrate on the floor and cries out, "Lord, I am nothing." And the bishop nudges the dean and says, "Get a load of who thinks he's nothing." Sometimes we may be tempted to be very proud of our humility. I have a priest friend in Natchez who would say that quite often. "I'm very proud of my humility." But true humility is a cornerstone of our Christian walk. Our whole understanding of our following Christ is that we are in need of a Savior. We need salvation. We need someone who can lead us out of sin and darkness and into light. That in and of ourselves, we are not worthy. If John the Baptizer wasn't worthy to untie the thong of Jesus' sandal, imagine how unworthy we are to do anything. We're not worthy to sully the church of God in and of ourselves. By our own merits, we don't deserve anything. But thank God, it's not about us, but it's about God and God's grace and God's love and God's compassion. That we acknowledge and know and recognize and see that we are not worthy, that God will give us the humility to see that. But of course, the problem is we're not called to wallow in our humility. There's nothing worse than a person, don't talk to me. I'm no good. I'm terrible. I'm an awful nasty. Our son at times would use that ploy. I shouldn't talk about him. He's not here, but I will. You get on to him for something. "I know I'm awful. I'm terrible. I'm the worst person." No, wait. Back up a little bit. There's a middle way. We're Episcopalians, kid. And that is what we try to hold in tension. The recognition of the very real fact that we are only dust. It's not lint, but we're nothing. But that through God, through Jesus Christ, through the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ, we are made worthy. And yet we don't want it to go to our heads. We have to keep this balance between realizing that we are unworthy and that our worthiness comes solely from God and that we are completely dependent upon God. And so we can stand proud in the cross of Christ. We can boldly stand before God and call God our Father, but not because of us, but because of what God did through Jesus Christ. And so we gather and we worship and we give praise to God for that. And so humility is an important aspect of our Christianity, to know and to recognize and to understand that we need God. We need the salvation of Jesus Christ. But then also being able to rejoice in the fact that we've got it. So I want to hold in tension those ideas of our need for salvation and our rejoicing in having it. And then trying to live our lives into it. Most people really cannot stand a holier-than-thou attitude. If we heard this guy in the temple, we'd probably pour derision upon him. "Oh, I'm thank God I'm not like this person." We would never do that. And yet, here we are probably thinking, "I'm glad I'm not that Pharisee." There's always something. What we have to do is keep our minds, our hearts, our thoughts on Jesus Christ. And remember that we're not comparing ourselves to each other. That's too low a bar. That our standard is Jesus. An impossible one, no doubt, but still the one that we're supposed to hold ourselves to. Because if we compare ourselves to anything else, we can talk ourselves into thinking we're better than that. And we are better than some people, but we're a whole lot worse than a lot of others. And we should never get into thinking that we're good enough. There's always greater heights. There's always deeper depths of understanding and relationship in God. And that's the downside to worshiping something that is wholly other. We can never plumb the depths of God. We can never reach the end of understanding with God. There's always more. And we can see that as being frustrating or as being exhilarating. That no matter how long we live, no matter how far we go, no matter how much we study, no matter how many degrees we attain, no matter how many times we read the Bible, there's always more. That the depths of God far exceed human ability. And I find that exciting. We get bored when we know it all, when we've seen it all, when we've been there. I can't really listen to classic rock anymore because I know every downbeat, every word. It's just boring. We don't want to be that way with God. Think we know it all. There's always more. And that humility of understanding that we will always be in need is what helps us to live the Christian life. As we walk with Christ, since it was only because of Him that we do. So I pray that God give us the gift of humility, because it's what draws us closer to God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.